Hi, this is Jim Nantz of CBS Sports and the NFL Today, and you're listening to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock, and here's my colleague, the coach, Vince Sluman.
Oh, yeah! We got one of the biggies, a legendary high school and Division III college coach, Vince Sluman, is down in Miami. Coach, how are you?
Well, I am barely catching my breath here, Stan. Just coming off the football field here.
The Gators and the Sooners tonight. I'm sure you've had a chance to talk to some of the players involved.
Oh, we sure have. We got a lot of, as you well know, my friend, from your days in the United States Football League and a major college program there in Central Florida, you know what it's like to have that mid-game atmosphere, and there's a lot that goes on before the game, too.
Like what, Coach?
A lot of festivity. Well, we just wrapped up a fag football game here.
a fag football? Did you say fag?
Yeah, we just finished up a fag football game here. And
what?
A special surprise for you. As a matter of fact, the MVP of the fag football game we just played here. You might know him.
Who is it?
Well, here, I'll put him on for you. It is the hero of today's fag football game, but more importantly, the hero of Super Bowl III. Joe Namath, everybody!
You got Woo! Joe Namath on the phone! Joe Namath!
I want to kiss you, baby. Joe. I want to kiss you too, Sam.
Oh, thank you, Joe Willie.
Hi, everybody. And my hero and my mentor, Coach Vince Sluman, just told you we're just all hot and sweaty, but in a good way, because we just played a wonderful game of flag football for charity.
You mean? Don't you mean flag football, Joe?
I want to kiss you.
Now, I'm so glad that the coach put you on, because you, playing your college ball at Alabama, sorry about their loss. Sorry about that.
Well, you know, these things happen, and, I think they made I don't want to criticize and be too controversial, but I think Alabama may have made a mistake in letting Bear Bryant go.
Bear Bryant's dead. That's been about 25 years ago, Joe.
Well, regardless of the reason, I think that hurt Alabama.
Yeah. Now, let you.
I want to kiss you.
Yeah, thank you. Being that you are a legendary Hall of Fame quarterback, let's break down this game
you
a little bit.
You ever played flag football?
No, I've played flag.
Let me tell you, it is just a buttload of fun.
Now, let's let you, being a Hall of Fame quarterback like yourself, let's break down tonight's matchup. You got
50.
What? What's the matter? What is Coach
Sluman? No, there's nothing the matter.
What's the no?
Man, you were doing good.
But what? Coach Sluman had
I'll
something.
I'll be a son of a bitch, but I'm going to pay $8.50 for a thimble of beer.
I got this one, Coach. You earned it.
Now, Joe, you got Sam Bradford for Oklahoma.
$5 for a pretzel.
You got Sam.
I told you, I got it, Coach.
Sam Bradford for Oklahoma. Tim Tebow for the Gators.
Absolutely.
You being a quarterback yourself, what do you see in these quarterbacks? You see a guy like Sam Bradford, a Slingham quarterback, a Tebow who loves running with that football, Heisman Trophy winner. What do you see as far as offensively?
Well, you know, when you break down the X's and the O's, there's nothing quite like Tebow.
Tebow. You all right?
Let me pass you the mitt.
All right. Jeez.
Yeah. You want to break down the game then, huh?
Yeah, let's break down the game a little bit.
It's a great football, Mike.
Yeah, what do you think? The quarterbacks. So let's start with them.
I think Joe Willie's got a little frog in his throat.
Yeah, that ain't it.
You know what they get for a beer?
What's that?
$8.50.
That's a highway robbery.
That is highway robbery.
Now you got Tebow and you got
Brad. You know, just because Joe Willie's got a fat wallet, that don't make it right.
No, what? $8.50 for a beer?
$8.50 for a goddamn beer?
I'd like to talk about the game, Coach.
I want a pretzel with it.
Now,
I come from Pennsylvania.
Right. Now, looking at these.
There's nothing I enjoy more.
Right.
Than a hot pretzel, and then you just spall a little line of mustard.
Coach Fluman.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
It's Switzer's defense against Bell's offense. And that's the immovable force versus an immovable object.
It's not Barry Switzer's team anymore. What are these two teams, both of them?
I think Jones wants to holler at you.
I would like an analysis of the game.
It sounds like he's just screaming and yelling. Jeff, you talk.
Hey.
Were you screaming at Joe?
No, I was not screaming at Joe. I'd like somebody to tell me about this football game tonight. You know anything?
Okay.
All right. Now.
Can you work, Joe?
I can work.
Well, then put Joe on.
Well.
Put Joe Namath on.
I don't know if he wants to talk to you anymore.
We'd ask him.
Joe. It's not saying asking you, it's Coach. Would you please just speak to the man?
All right, we go ahead. Dad?
Joe Namath.
I'd like an apology.
I'm sorry. Whatever I did, I'm sorry, Joe.
Hey, okay, let's get the makeup, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Now, you know, Dad,
yes.
This game is not just a game that interests people in Florida and Arkansas. This has generated worldwide interest. And many people, I know for a fact on Media Day that line must have been a mile deep to meet Coach Bowden and get his thoughts. But I'll tell you, literally, media from around the world. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a gentleman who actually is from England.
Oh, really?
He covers the game for the BBC.
Uh-huh, sure. The British Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah, I'll see if I can round him up for you. Yeah, very interesting perspective because, you know, they don't know what football is.
Well, they have their own brand of football. I'd just like to get some kind of capsule on what we can expect here tonight.
Probably you want to talk to is the man who invented offensive and defensive football.
Absolutely.
The pride of Monongahela, Pennsylvania.
Can we please?
That's Coach Mitch Sloan.
All right, put Coach on.
I don't want to talk.
Somebody's got to talk to me.
You know, if I can talk to the young people in the audience.
Sure, go right ahead, Joe. And then we got to go.
Shots are never a good idea.
Right, sure.
Especially when you're quote-unquote working. I want to kiss you.
Right. Is there a difference between doing shots of clear versus an auburn kind of brown?
An amber
kind of alcohol?
Let me feel that one, Joe.
Go ahead, Vince.
You're clear liquors.
Yes.
As I have told Joe for years.
Yes, sir.
Are much kinder to the plumbing.
Your clear liquor. So your vodkas, your white rums.
Gin.
Vodka.
Yeah.
That's where you got to stick with. You lay off the ryes and the whiskeys.
Yeah.
You like Oklahoma?
That's been my experience.
Okay. And it sounds
because
like
there is no explosion like a tequila explosion.
It's Coach Vince Sloman and Joe Willie Namath. Guys, thanks so much for the preview. We're looking forward to a great game tonight. Hope you guys can stay up.
With the fact, football.
football game.
What?
Yeah, we won the flag football game.
Flag. All right, guys, enjoy the game.
And by the way,
yes,
I hope you can give me a call in about 3 weeks.
Why is that?
I'll be promoting my new book.
All right, you got a new book coming out, Coach? What's it called?
It's called Is Don King Good for Boxing?
Say, kids, what time is it? Ho-ho, Buffalo Bob, I know. It's time to tell everybody to listen to Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Howdy, guy. I couldn't have said it any better.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Just like my grandpa used to say, Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not ready yet. Need that headphone. See? There we go. Now I got them on.
For some reason, the headphones were unplugged.
Hey, everybody.
Don't know why.
Monday, or as I like to call it, Tuesday Eve.
Oh, stop it. At this time of the week, yeah, nobody wants to hear it.
I know it.
There's nothing good about this time of week.
There's nothing good about it.
Oh,
but you all right?
I think you can probably identify.
All right.
It's one of those days, and, you know, I've had enough of them, thank God, not that many, but I know them when they start. And I'm getting ready to come into work and making sure I got this and got that. And I keep forgetting stuff.
Sure.
And as it's happening, I said, you know what's going to happen? I'm going to end up halfway down the road, and I'm going to have to turn around because I'm going to forget something else. Because I'm forgetting everything. Nah, you got to do this. You're going to need pants.
Yep. And, I know the exact feeling.
And the whole time I'm going, I don't want to have to turn around and come back here. Let's make sure you got everything you need. And, of course, it happens anyway. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised
by it. Do
you
think you have everything?
I think I do now.
Okay, that's good.
Because, and normally it wouldn't be that big a deal, but today is one of my long days where I have to go into town after the show.
Right.
So you got to make sure you don't forget anything. But as it's happening. And why are we powerless against it?
Because it's karma. It's just the way that it's around. Today wasn't a day where I forgot stuff, but that happens to me. Today was the day where I had to do a lot of heads-up driving.
One of those.
Well, okay. Here's what I mean by this, and I don't know if others have experienced it. I have a routine. I know exactly from point A to point B where I'm going each and every day when I come into work.
And so does your car.
And my car does,
too. It knows where you're going before you do.
Some days, it's, you know, whisk right through, hit every light, everything's great, and you get to work earlier than you thought. Other days, there's traffic, and you hit every light. And today was the day where I was out of sync with other drivers. Now, what I mean by that is I had to make two stops on my way to work. One to my coffee shop and one to where my girlfriend works. And that meant two parking lots that I had to go to before I get here. Usually it's a no-brainer. Maybe if you have one car, there's a problem. Fine. But it was like going down the parking lot. You knew that there were going to be people with the reverse lights on not looking where they're going.
Yeah, yep.
You knew that there was going to be somebody that was going to pull out in front of you without even knowing you're there. I'm looking in the distance and I see a car coming. I said, they don't even know I'm here. They don't even have a clue.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll pull right in front of you. Or going down the parking lot, you see the reverse lights go on. I better stop right here because they have no idea I'm going down the parking lot. Had I just gone and about my normal way, I would have been in several crack-ups.
Mm-hmm.
It's the karma. It's the
And it is the reverse of that when you pull into Publix and you get your spot.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, can I say this? I gained 10% more respect for Junior over the weekend for just his natural reaction. And here's what I'm going to say. He comes in today. He says, how was your weekend? Say, my weekend was fine. How was yours, Junior? He goes, Dave called me on over the weekend. I don't know, was it Saturday? Was it Saturday that he called you?
No, it was Sunday morning.
Sunday morning.
I got a message late at night from D-Train regarding
that. Okay, well, let me explain. This is how Junior did it.
Can we go a weekend without hearing about Dave?
No. But, he got back at him in a very passive-aggressive way, and I love it. So Dave calls him up over the...
What time?
What time did he call you this Sunday morning?
He texted me in the morning.
Whoa,
like dude. he was like, hey, he's like, hey, call the show tonight.
Okay, I'm gonna get to this because this is great. I love this. I love this story, and I love the way you executed. So he texts Junior, hey, we got the podcast tonight, D-Train and I. And I guess they leave a window open during their podcast. They post when they're going to do it so that they can take calls. So Dave texts. I guess the calls have been slow. And so Dave texts Junior, hey, can you call the show tonight?
Like he's booking a guest.
Yeah. Well, okay. At such and such a time that they're going to be doing the podcast. And so Junior says to me, he says, I don't know why in the world he's asking me to call. I don't know that I have anything to contribute to, but he wants me to call. And okay, all right, I'll call. So at the prescribed time that they're doing their podcast, Junior calls their podcast, picks up the phone, and Dave's on the other end. Well, let's go to the phone. And Junior comes on. Hey, it's Junior. Dave says this. Hey, Junior, what's going on, brah? His reply, nothing, Dave. You told me to call.
Oh, man.
Well, you know, what do you want from me? What? You said call at this time. I'm calling at this time. And I'm like, that's beautiful. You know, because Dave tried to be Mr. Cool. Hey, what's going on, brah? What's it?
Yep.
You told me to call.
Yep. I just want to show you.
Oh, no. You got
a text that I got that I still, I don't know how to respond to it.
From him?
No, this is from D-Train, who is always welcome to call me. He doesn't waste my time. But he appears to be perplexed here.
Yeah.
It's the last one, and note the timestamp.
All right, can I read it out loud?
Yes, be careful you don't cuss.
The bottom one here?
Yep. Well, the other stuff's talking about bargain basement juice drink prices.
No, are you kidding me? I just read the text.
I don't know how to respond to this.
Okay, now. People that were every weekend.
Note the timestamp.
Oh, jeez, it's in the morning. I mean, late night, early morning.
I think most people consider between midnight and one nighttime.
Yeah. You either should be wrapping up the night or going to bed. Now, if you remember on Friday's show, listen to me carefully, and I want answers to this. On Friday's show, D-Train sent a picture of a post that Dave the Waterman made. Hey, getting myself some new ink. And we went and questioned him. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a friend of mine. I said I'd experiment
it's
with
him. It's free.
It's free. I've got the needles and all that, and we're going over to his house. Text Sunday a.m. 12, I'll say the time, 12:25 a.m.
This is from D-Train to me. He doesn't mince words.
Your, let's just say, dumbass buddy went out and got himself a neck tattoo. Are you kidding me? How stupid. Now, can I tell you this right now? He can kiss any decent job opportunity goodbye.
Why would you get a neck tattoo?
Because he's going to go into a place of business one day, Haney, long after we, and I say we, but mainly you, can't protect him anymore. And he's going to go into a place where he's going to have to put on a collared shirt or something and go into a place, and he's got a neck tattoo. I want to know what the neck tattoo is. What is it, some Satan sign he's got on there?
I don't know. You know, Junior and I...
Is he that thick?
Junior and I had a talk about tattoos. And I look at tattoos much like I look at suicide. It is a permanent answer to a temporary situation.
Yeah.
And I mean, if I had acted... And I'm... Dave's a grown man.
He's 42 years old.
Yeah. He's in his 40s. But if I had been influenced by this when I was a kid, I would have AC/DC, Van Halen, Judas Priest, which is fine. Turns out I have good taste, but I don't want that to be my identity.
Forever. And, you know, I'll be the first to admit I have ink, but it means something to me. But
and if I'd like to wear an AC/DC t-shirt, right, I'm free to do so.
But do not. If you look at me right now, you wouldn't know I had anything on me.
Yeah.
Anything.
You know, if I had something on my neck that was, you know, a tribute to Hendrix.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't know. You put it on your face, on your hands.
Yeah, SRV on my forehead. Well, how's that going to work?
I want to know what he got.
Why would you get neck tattoo?
Because he's stupid. He's going to go one day and need to look presentable, and he won't.
Are you sure that day hasn't passed?
I've been trying to tell you the day has passed. I'm trying to be flexible with you, thinking he's a good boy. He's an idiot. I got to take a break. I'm getting mad, and I don't want to be mad today.
He doesn't listen to me.
No, because he's a bonehead. Bonehead. I want to know what he got.
I have to say.
Text him, find out what he got.
The neck tattoo bothers me
big time. Big time, because it's forever. And I want to know,
I'm not defending that.
And I want a picture. How can you? You know what? Next time, we'll get one. We'll arrange it so he can get one on his forehead. With it right across.
May as well.
Rube. Sucker. Sap. Loser.
Beautiful beaches, world-class golf, and all the five-star amenities you've come to expect from the only radio show you can truly trust with all your financial retirement needs. Okay, that's for Collier. Let's do Lee. We can readily recommend a full-service bail bonds agency with over 50 years of experience. On call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or we could just go with, thanks for listening, Suncoast Estates. And we didn't forget you, Pine Manor, Essay, or Holmes, whichever you prefer. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Somebody texted us a question. I don't get it. Why are you so worried about everything Dave does, like a chick?
How can you explain it?
How can you? He's a boat without a
nobody else is throwing him a lifeline.
Now, he just got a tattoo on his neck all the way around. I don't even think you can have him at a K-Rock remote anymore. Pulled down.
I don't know why he does these things.
Junior asked how many drinks in did it take him to do that. Pull the screen down a little bit and show him his eyes, because he's completely gone.
Oh, jeez.
This is what we deal with. He's gone. It's like what the girls used to wear, a choker around the neck, except it's up good and high like a noose.
I think it's supposed to be barbed wire.
I don't think it's barbed wire.
Well, I know that. I'm just trying to figure out what the intention was.
I don't know
if
there's any words in there or something, but he's a disgrace. He's a complete... What, Junior?
It looks like some tribal pattern.
Whatever.
You sure? That's being awfully generous.
Yeah. He's a disgrace.
God, yeah, man.
Pathetic.
I try, Stan.
Yeah, I know, but I've warned you. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
My God.
Right there, US 41
He's
North.
He's disfigured.
Naples. He's just for life. And he's blitzed, and he's proud of it. And he's going to regret that one in more ways than one. Junior said it too. He works outside and all that. That gets infected.
And he's already got issues.
Yep.
He already has problems with his skin.
Yep. All right. I got it. This needs to be done.
What makes Rocktober the most rocking month of the calendar year? Is it because the leaves turn? No. Is it because of decorative gourds? No. They don't rock. Is it because it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month? Oh, hell no. It's Rocktober because it rhymes with October. See, rock, oct.
Really, all we did was add an R.
Yeah. Rocktober.
Rocktober.
The month that totally rocks. And it's also the month that grew up with a jerk stepdad and is only able to find part-time work because it's tough out there. And the month that's most likely to give you an STD because Rocktober doesn't wear condoms. So turn it up. Rip the knob off. Woo! Because it's Rocktober.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Political ads. It's only the way they want you to hear them. Let me give you an example of the nasty politics with the White Men and Black Men campaign.
Leon Blackman is a candidate for the people. Leon has fought hard for equality for all. He's fought against big pharmaceutical companies to lower prescription drug prices and taken on oil and energy companies to make sure they adhere to environmental standards. Because Leon Blackman believes everyone should have a fair chance at living the American dream. He's the right man for us in Washington. Paid for by Leon Blackman for Congress.
Leon Blackman would be a disaster for all of us if elected to Congress. He wants higher taxes, fewer jobs, open borders, and he believes health care should be free. His views have been quoted by several publications as socialistic and neo-Nazi. And a female student at his high school once said that during a math quiz in 1987, he looked at her inappropriately. Leon Blackman, a Hitler-loving sexual predator that we can't afford to send to Washington. Paid for by Josh Whiteman for Congress.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Have you ever gone into, well, the one that I know for a fact is Bass Pro Shops, and you go up to the hunting and gun area, and they have the big, giant safes that people can put their rifles in and all that stuff. Big combo safe. Well, a couple of idiots were at a sporting goods store in California and saw that big safe. Convince their buddy you could probably fit in there. He fit in there all right and got locked in, and they tried to get him out, but I guess if you do the combination too many times, it's a permanent lock. So at the sporting goods store, and they can't figure out how to get their buddy out.
Dude, it won't open. Dude, we've done it so many times, it's locked. Dude, we did it so much times.
Wait, Junior, don't freak out.
Hold on. Don't freak out, bro. It's locked. It locked. Oh, my God, dude. You're locked in there. Go call a worker. Dude. Wait. Is there, like amount of time we have to wait? Okay, Junior. Calm down. We're still standing here, but we're going to go call a worker.
Hey, at least there's air pockets. He has air.
Air pockets.
Yeah. I wonder if somebody was in California right now who'd be hanging out with him. Don't know. And you wonder why we care what he does? Because he's a 42-year-old grown man in a 9-year-old's head.
I don't know. Maybe that texter has a point. Why do we care?
Yep. You know what? Yeah, I don't care. I'll get it set up so he can get more on his face. This is in...
I'm floored.
It's here in the state of Florida. A lovely grandma, 73-year-old grandma named Penelope Peterson.
You sure that's not pronounced Penelope?
Might be Penelope Peterson. Found a drunk, naked guy on her back porch Friday morning trying to break in. So she did the only thing she could do. She had to scare him off by taking out her teeth.
I always look first. I open the blinds. I say, Oh, hell, that's not my cat. Grandma, no teeth.
It could have been a very, very bad scene, the situation. The woman was victimized, not only having to have someone in her home that's not wanted in her home, but also someone that was wearing no clothes.
For her part, Patterson told me she was never frightened by the suspect.
He was just a dumbass.
Indeed.
Yep. Ted Koppel yesterday sat down with media mogul Ted Turner. Turner was just diagnosed with Lewy body dementia.
That's bad, isn't it? Is that what Robin Williams, they thought he had?
I don't... It's like Alzheimer's, but it's not fatal. In other words, Alzheimer's, you'll go until you completely lose... And then you'll die. But it is a form of dementia, Lewy body dementia. And Ted Koppel was talking to him about living with it.
It's a mild case of what people have as Alzheimer's. It's similar to that, but not nearly as bad. Alzheimer's is fatal. Thank goodness that I don't have that. But I also got I can't remember the name of it.
That's all right. Tell me what the...
It's dementia. I can't remember what my disease is.
Oh, it's got to be incredibly
frustrating. Yep, especially with a guy as brilliant as him. Well, I lost another rock legend, Marty Balin.
Really?
Yep. Jefferson Airplane died on Thursday at the age of 76. He co-founded the Jefferson Airplane, later on Jefferson Starship. In 1965, he was their lead singer along with Grace Slick.
I know you're a big fan of the song Hearts.
Yeah.
Do I have a little clip of that here?
At any rate, I'll remember Marty Balin when, if you ever saw the Rolling Stones film Gimme Shelter over when they performed at Altamont in 69, one of the opening acts was the Jefferson Airplane, and Marty Balin got dragged into the crowd and punched out by a Hell's Angel Colt. And
that's like his hometown.
Yeah, yep. Marty Balin, again, passing away at the age of 76.
It's no secret how strong my love is for you.
Greats. Willie Nelson. He doesn't stop. If you haven't heard Willie Nelson's new political song, Vote 'Em Out. Got a clip for you here as he's performing it at a political rally in Austin, Texas, Saturday night. He's doing it in support of the Democratic candidate there, although the lyrics will work for either side. It's Willie Nelson's campaign, so vote him out.
Election day is coming around again. And if you don't like it now, you can change it anyhow. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and show. Start the show again and bring some new ones in. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
And that was in support of, what is his name, Beta?
Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah, I prefer the Alpha.
Yeah, Beto. before we take the break, I just want to say, because we have it up in all its glory, what Dave did over the week, I feel heartbroken. I feel that he has done to himself something that is so detrimental.
Do you think he understands that?
I don't. How can I tell you how he is? Haney can talk to him until he's blue in the face, and Dave will tell him
that,
yes,
he understands what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. I shouldn't do that, and everything. And as soon as he leaves you and somebody else has his ear, he'll do a 180 and immediately think that that's the best thing to do. And when you mix alcohol and dumbassery, you get that.
Now, he seems very pleased with himself.
Oh, yeah, glassy-eyed and pleased. And I mean glassy-eyed. How does that improve his life? It's you know what? And I'll be honest with you, the only thing that can right now save him is if he gets used to wearing turtlenecks and dickies. Because that's the only thing that's going to save him.
It's easy to forget. But you know what? He is a grown man.
Grown man. Not a kid.
I got to learn to stay out of it. Because it would be one thing if I was helping.
Yeah, but you're not. Everything you have ever told him in his life, he's done the opposite. To his detriment, and he's going to wonder why a month from now that people treat him a certain way.
No, you know, what is, I don't understand the purpose of it.
Neither do I.
I do know.
Plus, it wasn't even done in a tattoo shop.
Well, the way I, when you and I were talking about it, I have a very specific scenario in mind that really describes what he's done. It can be a week from now, year from now, whenever, and he decides, I want to get my act together. Okay. And he starts wearing long sleeve collared shirts with ties, the whole deal. He's still going to have that neck tattoo. He'll think he's looking respectable. Meanwhile, the people he passes by think, there goes somebody on their way to court.
Yep. And what did you say? At the very least, if he's in a retail outlet or he's gonna buy, he's gonna
stand. Can I help you?
Yeah. He's gonna have people come up and want to know, can I help you? Because they got their eye on him now. Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm saying that's the way society is
and
right now.
And he did it voluntarily.
And
you
he
know,
did
plenty,
it voluntarily.
Plenty of people have disabilities they got to deal with and they can't stand them and there's nothing they can do about it. He did this to himself.
Yep. Oh, and did we add he's got skin issues? We'll be back. Stan and Haney, your phone calls, 96K Rock.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, telephone number, and I know you want to talk to us. Area code 239-277-9600. We've got some great prizes for you this week. You contribute to the show, we could throw you a prize.
evidently, Junior's got the picture of Dave on Facebook, and the texts are just pouring in. If you're just tuning in, Dave, unbeknownst to us, went and got himself a god-awful neck tattoo.
I don't even know what it is.
No, and look at one side's very messy, and the other side's not. I'll bet you he's not done with it. I bet you that's only half the job. That there's more to come. The Guardian texts, Stan, what the hell is wrong with that turd floater?
Dave,
that's not nice. Dave, it's god awful. Another text. Guys, you gotta help Dave, man.
How can I help him?
Don't hate him. He's got problems and he needs help. Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I've been his friend for years.
Where can I see a pic? We just posted it.
You know what, Junior? If you were making a mistake like that, would you want me to tell you about it or respect that that's what you are?
I've never had a neck tattoo, so I don't know.
But like, you do have some experience with homemade tattoos, don't you?
I do, yeah. Big mistake.
You got some homemade ink?
I got a tattoo on my leg, like, at my buddy's house, his dirty living room. And, like, you know, of course, I should have known. A couple days later, it gets infected. And it's like falling off. It's pussing. Like, luckily, my sister had some leftover antibiotics. I took that and it healed up. But it's all like, it just looks bad now. So it was a horrible mistake on my part.
What was it supposed to be?
It was like, it's Nordic runes that spell out the name of, like, my buddy who passed away.
Oh. What would your buddy that passed away think about the fact that you infected yourself with pus-filled boils?
He'd probably punch me.
And you've told me, because let me explain, because a Junior's other job is at a recording studio, Dave is on him like white on rice all the time. So Junior's been trying to text him to see, what are you thinking? Incommunicado, will not respond. 277-9600.
And I know you and I disagree. But I think at his core, he's a good guy. He makes horrible decisions.
Yeah, he does. And he takes advantage of his friends.
Oh, well. Why don't you ask me what do you got for us today? Or do you need to do your promos first?
Let me think. Oh, well, I'll tell you that 4 o'clock we'll have the safe word for you. Could get you a thou. And in less than 25 minutes... we're going to get two lucky Stan and Haney listeners on the air to go head-to-head in a battle of true and false. You pick the category. Today's categories are video games or autumn. And they're fun little facts, true or false. The one who gets the most right, going to get a nice prize. That's a little bit later on. And then we have the Wayback Machine later on today. Just breaks my heart.
At least you care.
Yep. So he just ruined it. He just took 10 steps back. Haney, what do you got for us today? 277-9600.
Dedicate this to Dave.
Well, I feel like I've been rode hard, but I'm great.
Look what we got. We got Florida International Air Show tickets. We've got $50 to the Pewter Mug North. Let's see. Do we really have all this stuff? I'm almost afraid to give it away. We have a pair of tickets to go see Shinedown in February at the Hertz Arena, formerly Germain Arena.
When did that happen?
Just recently. They're getting into a big uproar because Hertz wants to paint the arena all yellow.
What?
And there's problems. We also have... I'll leave it at that for now. 277-9600. You know what? I won't. That's later on.
Let's just calm down. There's too much.
Yeah, there is too much. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gents, it's Nigel.
Hey, Nigel.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I just wanted to commend you guys on sticking to your guns with this whole Kavanaugh debacle. You know, it's so easy to side with the side that's socially popular. And you guys come on and you give the facts and you tell it like it is. And you probably get a lot of heat for it, but there's a lot of people that agree with you. And even if they do, they're too afraid to admit it. Well, so I just wanted to say thank you very much for that.
I appreciate that, Nigel. It, well, I mean, you have to.
Yep.
I don't really see an option.
Hey, Nigel, you gotta get me one of them Charlie Chaplin shirts.
Oh, sure. I can get you one of those. Yeah. Do you guys have any Halloween Horror Night tickets I can trade you for?
Yeah.
Well, no, there's no trading, but that can be worked out.
Yeah, there's no trading for that. First of all, if you get me a Charlie Chaplin shirt,
it has nothing to do with
Hollow Scream. All right, is that Hollow Scream or Halloween Horror Nights? I need to know.
I do Halloween Horror Nights if you got them.
Is it Hollow Scream?
It's
Hollow Scream. Do you want them?
Yeah, I'll take them.
All right, hold on. And it has nothing to do with shirts.
Nope.
That is just something I saw on his
Facebook. I don't know what he's talking about.
There's no such thing as a trade. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Last chance. Bye. 277-9600. Just. I don't want to yell at him. I don't want to call him an idiot like I want to. I would just, without any conditions, just like
you said it best.
Him to tell us
you
why.
You said it best. It's breaking my heart.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian, ahoy.
Hey, Brian, welcome to the Stan and Haney Show.
Gentlemen.
We lose
him. Dave's new neck tattoo.
What's all right? Your phone is breaking up really bad, Brian. But say it again.
I was calling about Dave's brand new neck tattoo.
Yeah, what do you know about it?
It kind of reminds me of, you know, the ladies of the night that have that little necklace choke collar thing.
We were saying that, but it's up high on the neck. It looks like a hangman's noose.
But it is Dave we're talking about, and he's not the most intelligent individual, so he would put anything anywhere.
Not the most intelligent individual. That's a good quote.
Absolutely. Can I get you something?
Do you have those tickets to the new Hertz Arena for the concert?
Yep, I'm going to give you a pair right now. Hold on.
Sweet.
All right, hold on there.
And I'll substantiate the rumor that the English sense of humor is drier than...
The Guardian just texted, Stan, this is serious. How about hypnosis? He needs behavior modification. He does. He does, but...
He thinks that he's doing all the right things and trying hard, which is really bizarre.
And I don't want to get too specific... I just want to say that, and Haney and I both know this, he had the opportunity to have an upper middle class life.
That's what was planned for
him. He comes from a very good family. Wow. It bothers me.
A lot of people with a lot less advantages managed to do okay.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Chris from Naples.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, I was actually calling to talk to my friend Mark Haney.
He's right here.
Sir, sound like he was in the background. Mark, just a little quick story. Riding around with a friend, I've been wanting to play the guitar, and I've never really gone out and pursued it, but I did take my daughter to guitar lessons. She thought she wanted to do it. Didn't work out. But a couple weeks ago, driving around with a friend, literally found a Fender. It's like GB94F. It's like a $200 guitar. Brand new, sitting on the side of the road next to a garbage pile. Bought a little automatic tuner that hits on the end of the, I don't know what you call it, where the tuners are, the head, I guess you call it, the neck.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would be much more inclined than I am, and I guess I just wanted to ask your opinion, being a musician, what would be the easiest way to learn the chords? I have not been on the internet. I've got fat sausage fingers like I think your friends
have. Yeah, I can't move my fingers around like that.
But I want to play, and it seems so very cumbersome.
Do you want to play, like, country music, folk music, or do you want to play rock?
Well, you know what? Folk is kind of, I guess, and I don't know what's going on with the thing, but Haney, you sound like you're way in the background. But, yeah, just kind of just strumming. Just, you know, I kind of wanted to do my own thing, and I found that it's not quite as easy as I thought it would be.
That's probably what most people need to know. It is far easier than you think. The hardest part of it is to get your fingers to develop the dexterity to be able to just make chords effectively. Now, if you want to strum, you should go on the internet, and it's pretty simple. I mean, even if you learn just five chords, you'll start to figure out the rest of them. If you're going to go on the internet, look up first position chords. If you can learn to make a G in first position, it's going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have to do it repeatedly. And once you do, that will become second nature, and then you can learn a lot more. But you learn a G, a D, a C, an E. If you learn G, C, and D, you can play a song.
Okay.
Yeah, just one question real quick. Mr. Haney, I respect you guys' list for a long, long time. Hey, I know this is going to sound kind of a little weird, but one of the songs I really wanted to play was by Four Non Blondes. It's their most popular song. My God, my daughter loves it.
If you learn those first position chords,
everything
you will have it. And,
listen,
and you have such a resource now that I didn't have. In the internet, virtually anything you need to know is, and the real advantage of it is, I took guitar lessons for about 6 weeks to learn the basics. What you can do now is you have your pick of guitar teachers. You go on and you see a video and it doesn't make sense to you, move on to the next one. You'll find somebody that makes sense to you. But again, the hardest part of it is to develop the initial dexterity. It doesn't mean you have to be super, but just to become competent.
All right.
The computer is more of a problem for me at this point. Thanks, guys.
It's called YouTube. You know this song, don't you?
What is it?
It's used as a TV theme.
I don't know what that is.
London Homesick Blues, Jerry Jeff Walker, Austin City Limits has been known to use that as their theme.
Somebody wanted to show off online that back in the day we had what they called a K card. Remember, like the credit cards? And you would take
Oh, my God.
And wanted to point out that it's been back in the day when Lee County was a 941 area code. And he's card number 515. I found it's amazing that he sent the picture because
when we started here, it was 813.
I found mine, and I'm card number 4. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. I like this. But I
run to you know who that is?
Loretta Lynn.
No.
Who?
Jesse.
Oh, Jesse Coulter? We're going to play Stan's True or False. I'm going to need two people. You're going to have your choice. Video games, the autumn season. You're going to have one or the other. And they're true and false. You get more than your opponent in your category, you're going to win a nice prize. We'll do it when we come back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to give somebody a chance to win now. Junior, release the phones and get me two people on hold to go head-to-head in Stan's True or False. Head-to-head. If you're the winner, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens Hollow Scream. If you don't win, you get a nice consolation prize.
A parting gift?
Yeah, $50 to the Pewter Mug North in North Naples.
That's pretty nice.
Two people, and here's the thing that's it's going to be fun for me to try, is this is going to be the first time I'm going to try to keep two people on the new phone system. I think I know how to do it, but I'm not sure. By the way, 20 minutes from Safe Word at 4 o'clock, chance for a thou. I have two categories, five true or false questions each. One, the category of autumn. The other category, video games. The first person that I get on the line will have their choice. Which one do they want? The second person I get on the line will take the other category. Correct answer, you'll hear this. Incorrect answer, this. There we go. And if you win, there's like the
bells and whistles.
Bells and whistles. Yeah, that.
That's all we could afford.
All right, let me see if I can keep two people on the line. There is a way to do it. I'll try it here. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James
with the background
noise.
All
right, James, you got a lot of background noise there. Are you in your car or something?
Unfortunately, I'm driving. I'm on Marco working.
Well, you got time to sit through a whole segment here?
Absolutely.
All right.
Work for myself.
All right. Okay. Sounds all right.
All right, boss man.
Now, I'm going to try to keep you on the line here. I think I can. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Daniel.
Daniel, say hi to James.
Yes, sir.
Daniel, say hi to James.
Hey, James.
James, say hi to Daniel.
All right. James.
Stan, say hello to James.
James, you were the first one on the line. Do you want the category of autumn or video games?
Let's do autumn. I'm not much of a gamer.
All right. James is going to do the autumn questions. And what's the other guy's name?
Well, I don't
Daniel.
Remember now.
Daniel.
You know video games, Daniel?
Daniel.
Yes, I know video games.
Okay, Daniel, your video. James is autumn. We're going to go back and forth. The one who gets the most right is going to get the Busch Gardens Hollow Scream tickets. Runner-up, still a really nice prize, $50 to the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. James, we're going to begin with you.
You mean Let's Play?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's right. We got to have some music. Let's Play Stan's True or False. There we go. That's it. I like that music. All right. James, we're going to begin with you.
Okay.
In your category of autumn. True or false, James? The Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer. True or false, the Earth is 12% farther away from the sun on the first day of fall than on the first day of summer.
True.
I'm sorry, James, that is false. The seasons don't change because of how close we are to the sun. It has to do with how the Earth is tilted in the relationship to the sun or our axis. So that one you got wrong. All right, Daniel, you ready for your video game questions?
Yes.
All right, question number one. True or false? Pac-Man's shape was inspired by a pizza. True or false, Daniel?
False.
Actually, it's true. The guy who created Pac-Man was eating a pizza, saw it with a few pieces missing, and decided it would be a good shape for a video game character. So you both struck out on that first one. All right, here you go, James. Autumn. A tree that loses its leaves in the fall is called a deciduous tree. Deciduous tree. True or false?
Deciduous with a D?
Deciduous.
True.
That's true. An example of a non-deciduous tree would be your pine trees and your palm trees. That is wrong, James. All right, Daniel, here we go. Your next question in video games. Daniel, the speed record for beating the original Super Mario Brothers is 32 minutes and 9 seconds. True or false? The speed record for beating the original Super Mario's is 32 minutes and 9 seconds. True or false?
I want to say false.
You are correct. It is false. The record is just over 4 minutes and 56 seconds. It was set, believe it or not, this past May and beat the previous record by 2/10 of a second. All right, you're on the board, Daniel. All right, let's go, James. Some catching up here. Listen carefully, James. The term fall instead of autumn came from the fact that the temperature starts to fall around this time. True or false?
I'm going to go with true.
You're going to go with true?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did he say? True?
Yeah.
True.
That's wrong.
Is it the leaves?
No, the term comes from the phrase, Haney's right, the fall of leaves, which was used by writers in the 1500s. It was then just shortened to fall in the 1600s. All right, Daniel, we're up to number 3 in your video game.
Okay.
There is a FIFA game with a scratch-and-sniff CD that smelled like grass. There's a FIFA video game with a scratch-and-sniff CD that smelled like grass. True or false?
False.
Actually, that's true. For the UK version of FIFA 2001, EA Sports made the CD smell like a soccer field.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they made a racing game, that Gran Turismo 2, to smell like a pit stop. So that's wrong. All right, you're still leading, Daniel. All right, here we go. Number 4 for you, James. The United States of America produces over 1 billion pounds of pumpkins each year. The U.S. produces over 1 billion pounds of pumpkins each year. Is that true or false, James?
True.
You say it's true? It is true. You're on the board. Yep, the U.S. In 2016 produced about 1.4 billion pounds of pumpkins. Most of them came from 6 states. The number one state, Illinois. All right, Daniel, it's tie game right now. You're up to your number 4. The floss dance that millions of kids have been doing this year started when the creator of Fortnite came up with it at a party. The floss dance that millions of kids have been doing this year started when the creator of Fortnite came up with it at a party. Daniel, true or false?
False.
You are correct. It is false. A YouTube kid from Georgia named Russell Horning came up with it in 2016. Then Katy Perry had him do it when she performed on SNL last year. 2-1 right now. We go to you, James. Your 5th and final. The 2 most common squirrels in the U.S., the eastern gray squirrel and the American red squirrel, do not hibernate.
True.
You're right. It is true.
They don't hibernate. I've seen them in the winter all the time.
Squirrels do hibernate, but not the ones we mentioned here. They sleep more in the fall and winter, but do not technically hibernate.
Yeah,
all right. All right, Daniel. Here's what it comes down to. It's tied 2-2 right now. You, Daniel, get this one right, you're going to win. If you miss it, we're going to finish in a tie, and then we'll see what prizes you want. Maybe I'll both give you Hollow Scream. Who knows?
All right,
here we go. But this is for you, Daniel, for the win. The main character, Master Chief, in the Halo video games is voiced by a former DJ. The main character in the Halo games, Master Chief, is voiced by a former DJ. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
It's false. He's not a former DJ.
Yes, he is. Yes.
I thought he was still doing a
it
show.
It is completely true.
I thought he was still doing
no.
a show.
It's completely true.
When did he quit?
He retired in 2015.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Steve Downs, a personal friend of ours. He was our program director here at K-Rock.
He has enough money, he doesn't have to work?
Yeah, Steve Downs does the voice of Master Chief. He was a longtime radio host in Los Angeles, Chicago, Tampa, and for a brief time in Fort Myers. Until he retired from radio in 2015. And here it is, probably to spend more time swimming in all the money he has made from those video games. Daniel, you get it. You got it. You won.
Yeah.
Daniel, I got a pair of tickets to you for Busch Gardens Hollow Scream.
Awesome.
All right, buddy.
I'll take them.
Hold on. James,
yes, sir.
$50 to the Pewter Mug North, pal.
Awesome.
All right, hold on.
I had no idea that he was able to retire.
I'm going to tell you.
I know he was doing a show fairly recently.
He retired in 2015. Here's something that was a complete surprise to me was because I'm friends with him on Facebook. And when he retired from his midday show in Chicago, they threw him a big party in 2015 with a photo montage of his life. And in the photo montage, I'm in it. And they gave him a big send-off. And he wanted to, because he's doing all the conventions and stuff now. And the last time I saw a picture of him, floored, he no longer has a head of hair. He shaved his head bald.
It happens.
Yeah.
Now, I'll never forget Steve Downs, because he was program director here. You tried to get me down here multiple times.
Yeah.
And I think he was the first person I ever interviewed with. And the time that we spent, it was very little time spent on radio. I mean, that was almost an aside. He knew of me from you. He knew my resume. He heard my voice. He says, we don't really have much to talk about when it comes to radio. You know what you're doing. He goes, what about you personally? I go, well, I've got a beautiful little girl. She was just born a little while ago. And we spent a good half hour with him giving me fatherhood advice.
Yeah, brilliant man. He was program director here for about a year. And
you know why he was here?
He was very smart.
You know why he was here?
Why?
Because he was taking care of his little girl.
Yeah.
He didn't want her growing up in Los Angeles.
Well, he had left Los Angeles, and he had a non-compete. And the general manager at the time here said, I got you in Fort Myers all the way across the country. And then after he left here, he went to Tampa and then went and spent next decade and a half in Chicago.
He told me in no uncertain terms. He said, it's conceivable you might get an opportunity to go work in Los Angeles. He goes, you got a kid. Don't do it. It's no place for kids.
Yeah. Great guy and extremely successful.
And I, you know, as a young guy, believe it or not, I was young when I started here. What was I, like 27?
Somewhere
28?
In there. Yeah.
And for him to take the time and talk to me about fatherhood, that means something to me.
And now Everyone that plays those Halo games, that's him, Steve Downs.
And it's so weird because I love Halo. I played every Halo game, and I know you don't.
No.
The weird thing is when I'm playing Halo, there is an entire disconnect between Master Chief and Steve Downs. I guess that means he did a great job.
Yeah. He did so much. He was host of Rockline.
It's like I know it's him, but when I'm playing the game, it doesn't matter.
For many years, if you'd go to the movie theater and they'd do the previews, he would narrate, coming to this theater.
Well, Don LaFontaine was supposed to set me up, and then he died on me.
Yeah. All right.
We're going to talk about the Rolex-wearing limousine riding that Don LaFontaine had. Right.
We're going to take a break.
In a world.
We're 5 minutes away from the safe word, so my advice to you, stick by your radio. Could pick you up $1,000. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. You still got about 6.5 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in. The 4 o'clock safe word, career. C-A-R-E-E-R, career. You want to enter it on the new K-Rock app or at 96krock.com for a chance at 1,000. Career. That's the word, career. We're going to get you updated on traffic news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer. I have something from the local beat before Haney does headlines.
Something bigger than Dave's neck tattoo?
I'll get into that because there are people that are just tuning in that want to know what the...
I am just flabbergasted by that.
This, and the thing is, I want Junior to show Haney the guy's mugshot, and we can throw it up on the website as well. This from our friends at NBC2. This guy is whacked. Man arrested for shooting neighbor's cat with a crossbow.
Oh, jeez.
Follow me on this one. Deputies arrested the neighbor of a Bonita Springs woman whose cat, named Daisy, was hit with a crossbow arrow. Mark Hamill, 65, was arrested after deputies executed a search warrant at his home and found a mini crossbow and multiple arrows that matched the one that hit the cat. Dori Lapori said she...
That's a fun name.
Yep. Dori Lapori said she woke up Friday morning and found her cat lying helplessly on her back porch. Quote, "My first thought was someone tried to kill my animal." She rushed Daisy to the animal hospital of Bonita, where the cat had surgery to repair 3 tears in her intestines. the vet said, "When you see something like this, it is just so shocking, and also there was blood everywhere." Lapori is a licensed animal rescuer and said she takes in feral, handicapped, and elderly cats. She said the story gets even darker. This isn't the first time she's seen an animal near her home get impaled. Quote, "I have seen squirrels running by me with arrows sticking out of them. I'm a loaded bear. I'm coming to get them or whoever. I am going to see this person arrested," said Lapori. Just days after the attack, she got her wish. Hamill was arrested, but not just for what he's accused of doing to her cat. Inside his home, along with the crossbow and arrows, was more than 2 pounds of marijuana and more than 30 grams of edibles. He's been charged with animal cruelty, possession of marijuana, possession of a controlled substance. There's the guy.
Looks like a demented burl eye.
Yep, likes going around the neighborhood shooting animals with a crossbow.
Holding his crossbow and telling the little kid, but what Rudolph didn't know.
Yeah, look at him. He's a little cross-eyed, little little whacked.
And he's managed to wander the earth for 65 years.
Yep. Speaking of Dave, very quickly, guys, what did Dave do now?
I can't sugarcoat this one.
What did Dave do now? I don't like you repeating yourself, but could you please take a second and explain what did Dave do sign Chuck? Haney?
You know what? You and I have to talk about it so much.
Yeah.
I think it might be useful. Junior, can you explain from beginning to end, what did Dave do?
Well, what was it? Last week, he posted something on Instagram that he got a bunch of needles saying that he was going to get some work done.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of tattoo needles.
Ink.
And then I think, what was it yesterday that you got the text from D-Train?
Well, it was Saturday night, Sunday morning. Okay. I didn't get the picture. I just got the text that, yeah, that basically said your a-hole buddy just got a neck tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're looking at it right now. And
it's free for everybody to see. We got it posted on the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
He got a homemade neck tattoo.
That
I don't know what it is.
That I don't think is finished. Idiot! A neck tattoo! And I'm not just talking a little one around the neck like a noose.
Now, Stan, you like tattoos. Junior likes tattoos. But you both have tattoos in areas that can be easily covered. Why would one get a neck tattoo?
Attention.
Be hardcore.
What does that mean, Junior? Hardcore.
Makes them look tough.
There's texts here that people have seen it. There's a guy that's got tattoos on his hands and says this is the most ridiculous thing. There's a guy that saw his neck tattoo, and the only thing that he said is Dave, wherever he goes, if he goes to certain places, is going to get his ass beat.
Because of it?
Yeah.
Why would you get your... Well, I guess Junior was telling me off the air... You said that people get neck tattoos because it intimidates people.
Makes you look tough.
That doesn't make him look tough. Makes him look like an idiot.
I don't understand
this. If you have to dress up, if you have to present yourself, you can't hide that. And Haney, you said it best. Whether you're the nicest guy in the world, and it's a social thing, and I understand this. But no matter where you go, you're singling yourself out because you walk into an establishment and you got a neck tattoo. Or if you're wearing a shirt and tie and you got that, the first thing that comes to mind is you're going to court. To be trusted.
And you can say, that's not fair. You shouldn't think like that. Well, too bad. That's the way it is. People make snap judgments. Now, over time, they may come to learn, oh, Dave's not that bad. Yeah. But if they don't know him at all, and he walks in, what's he going to be judged on?
Let's put it this way. If the four of us, Junior, Haney, me, Dave, we walk into a room, who are the eyes going to go to that you got to keep your eye out on? It could be trouble. It'd be him. Because he's got a neck tattoo. Something that serves no purpose. I don't even know what the theme of it is.
If any one of us gets pulled over, who's getting a warning? Who's getting a ticket?
Yeah, exactly.
Judgments are made whether you like it or not.
Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
And if what he says is true, and it's supposed to indicate I'm a tough guy...
He's going to get his ass beat.
Yes.
We got three things. First, let's start in Lehigh Acres crash, Maryland Road and Leland Heights Boulevard. Then in Bonita Springs crash. I guess there's like a lot of construction work and stuff and really backed up. Tamiami Trail and Coconut Road. Oh, it's a disabled vehicle. And then we have on Fort Myers Beach, Tuscarora Trail and Indian Creek Pool at the main entrance on Fort Myers Beach, a hit and run. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. Right now, he's going to tell you what's coming up. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news.
Just breaks my heart.
You know, there are so many things that happen to us in life that we can't do anything about. But a self-inflicted wound like this, it makes me angry. We'll have some things for you you didn't know.
Okay.
It's not just me, it's not just you, as we observe that things have gone horribly wrong in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence is everywhere. It's all about attitudes and expectations, and that, well, accommodations must be made. Mommy is suing her son's high school because he didn't make varsity.
Oh my God!
On the other end of the spectrum, 9-year-old boy in South Dakota dealing with leukemia. The Make-A-Wish Foundation approached the boy. And you know, these kids that are dealing with these horrible diseases, it's called the Make-A-Wish Foundation. What would you really like?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
Yeah.
The boy's wish?
What?
A pizza party for his school.
That's awesome.
Grandma scares the naked man off her porch by popping out her dentures.
Yep.
And finally, wonder if this guy has a neck tattoo.
Jeez.
A wanted criminal posts on Facebook to see if he can get his own reward money. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. We trying to bring it to you. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies, it's all about speed.
Well, happy Rocktober, everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's Rocktober.
Has he got that yet?
I don't know. Do you know in there where all the Rocktober drops are? That's sinking him into the deep end of the pool.
Oh, I think he can swim now. He can dog paddle. But, you know, it's a long month.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can't believe I'm calling for it.
Yeah, by, you begged it to
by,
end.
By the end of this month, no more. You watch. As this month progresses on, I'll rue the day I brought it up.
Rocktober.
Yeah, there it is.
Rocktober just so happens to be National Financial Planning Month.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Top things you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Having looked at your portfolio and your age, I believe your best option may be to head to Las Vegas. Funny joke, huh?
Yeah. And we've been told it's the truth.
Yep. Okay, I just watched a YouTube tutorial on QuickBooks, so I'm all set to do your money or whatever. If you really wanted to diversify your portfolio, I'd suggest you put some bikini pics in there. Man, who would think a human head would take up so much room in a file cabinet?
Love it.
You shut up, tattoo neck.
Come on!
Yeah. All right. Give me just a second. I need to grab something from the sex dungeon. I mean, closet. Yes. I realize $50,000 is inexplicably missing from your checking account, but don't blame me. I told you, I'm not good with numbers.
That's too quiet.
Did you see one of the most popular video game series is Borderlands?
Yeah.
And the people that put that out are Gearbox Software. The guy who founded and runs that company had a personal assistant, had his own personal Dave. The guy stole millions from him and his wife, and now they can't find him.
Yeah, that's what Dave would do.
Yeah, the first thing he did, apologized and wrote them a check for $600,000 on the spot. It bounced, and so did he.
Yeah.
Top things you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a certified expert in all aspects of financial advisement, except investment strategies, retirement guidance, risk management, insurance planning, and tax preparation. I'm telling you, everybody else is asleep at the wheel on this one. MySpace is the future. Mama.
There it is.
You said you wanted your money in a safe place, and I'm telling you, nobody's looking in my mattress.
What the hell?
I'm looking over your portfolio. You've done very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Diversified portfolio, stocks, bonds. Yeah. If I could recommend anything, it would be scratch-off tickets.
Oh, my God! Oh!
I know other advisors have told you that it's too late, but with my advice, I estimate you'll be financially self-sufficient by the time you're 198. Remember to recommend me to all your friends, especially those willing to pay in sex. And finally, the very top thing you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Yes.
I can tell by your kids' inability to maintain eye contact that you don't need to worry about a college fund.
Such a way with words.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Right here on the first day of...
What?
My computer froze.
Oh, what a likely excuse. Email.
October.
Thank you. Email time. It's the first day of...
Rocktober.
Yeah.
Rip the knob off.
That's it, baby.
Freddy. This is from Brian. Ahoy, gents. I'm not sure if Junior passed on my message. He did. To you guys the other day, but I called and was on hold during your call-in segment. I just wanted to say thank you to the both of you. A few years ago, you guys mentioned how you were looking for interns. I was at FGCU, and I was a student there, and I was heading home for summer. And because you guys mentioned an internship, I went and did one with a station back in West Palm Beach.
Good for you.
It was the best summer I ever had. I fell in love with the radio industry. I ended up going from promotions to producing live shows on my own. Without you guys making that comment about an internship, I would never have realized my passion for the radio industry. You guys are my personal heroes and have changed my life for the better. If you could just respond to my email. We just did.
All right, let's not set the bar too high now. I was with you. Well, that's awesome. It's not for everybody,
nope.
But if it's for you, that's great.
Yep. This is from Chuck. He's from Asheville, New York, but he doesn't ask for a stick pin, and I don't know if that's his permanent residence. Hey, guys, I heard the opener on Friday with the surf guitar. Was that real guitar work, or was that something like Guitar Hero? Thank you for your entertainment. No, that was...
That was 100%
real.
That was
Dave screwing up. Haney, brilliant. Our late friend Tommy, brilliant. And it was all real guitar work. Very quickly, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Haney, yesterday's performance by the Dolphins was one of the worst I've ever seen in my life. Let's hope they bounce back in the next game.
Well, you know, I saw trouble during the game with the Raiders, and they won on the trick plays. Second straight week, they can't run the ball.
And with regards to this...
And it ain't getting better, because they've got tons of injuries now. I don't know how many starters, but it's at least five, if not more, that are out.
In regards to the FBI investigation, remember, everybody has skeletons in their closet. Right, Stan? Let's just hope that common sense and logic and the truth will prevail instead of emotion. You guys are the best, sign the Guardian. When we come back...
Well, you saw the woman that they had questioning her put together her report for the Senate, and she is a sex crimes prosecutor.
Yeah, said there's no way I'd even take it to court.
She said that she would rate this as being less credible than he said she said.
Very quickly, Haney, I think we have Dave on the phone, and we got about a minute with him. I'm not going to attack
him. Let him speak.
I'm going to let him speak. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? What are you guys doing, bro?
Just doing show, bro.
I hear you, bro, man. Why is my phone blowing up, man? What's the big deal? What's going on?
What'd you do this weekend, bro?
I just hung out, man, you know.
You get some work done, did you?
Oh, you're talking about the neck tattoo, huh?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. It's Monday afternoon. That means in just a second, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, take a look at the Billboard charts for this week. In a particular year, this week we're going to look at the songs in the bottom of the top 10, the five songs, 10 through 6. We'll tell you where we're going in a second.
Did you happen to see anything about NAFTA?
Yeah, Trump did it again.
Are they covering that?
Or? Nope. Made a new deal with Canada and Mexico that's going to benefit the United States of America, nothing being reported.
Dealing with an albatross... that has been dragging our economy down since the Clinton administration.
And he fixed it, but nobody's reporting on it.
No, he's just, him and his tariffs, and oh my God, Canada is our ally. He gets it done.
Yep, let's get you updated.
But then nobody knows, because it's all about Kavanaugh.
Then we'll tell you where we're going. Yep, and they want to extend it.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, three things on the board, two in Fort Myers, one a crash, College Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue, the other one on Safety Street and Summerlin Road in Fort Myers.
Is it safe there?
Yes, it's very safe. Lehigh Acres, crash, Joel Boulevard at Jack's Market, and you are up to date. We do it every week. We take a look at the Billboard pop charts for this very week in a particular year.
Particular.
And we're going to look at the bottom five of the top 10. This was a year in which it was an oldies revival. A lot of acts from the 50s were making the charts again. And you'll see what we're talking about. Let's see where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
this week in 1972.
Remember,
I don't remember.
You heard it. I let you dance to it not so long ago. Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 10.
Hot butter.
Popcorn.
We thought that this was amazing.
It's the future.
It's the future of music. It's just like a popcorn machine.
That's music, you know.
This thing, this was a huge hit. Huge. It's just like your countertop popcorn maker. By the band Hot Butter.
Yes, we had popcorn makers.
They had the clear dome. You put your butter on the top and put the plastic top on it, plugged it in, and you watched the popcorn kernels pop. And then you flipped it over and you had your bowl.
That was such a big deal. Remember when we got ours? Because kids could make popcorn.
Yep. Didn't have to worry about it. Didn't have to have mom and dad with the Jiffy Pop.
I love that Jiffy Pop, though.
Oh, that was a big thing for kids to watch that aluminum foil blow up. Now it's just pop it in the microwave. Oh, this is beautiful. It's the music of the future, kids. They're doing it with computers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good 10 years away from the cars. Then that became the future.
That's right.
I think it still is. Is the car still the future?
I thought it was. Now, I told you, this was kind of a retro time in 1972, and it's an absolute shame that this legendary artist had his only number one with this song. This week in 1972, it was number 9 on the charts. The legendary Chuck Berry.
His only number one.
Yep.
The man who wrote and performed Johnny B. Good. That, and Johnny B. Good was never number one.
Nope.
This was.
This was number one.
We got to do our alma mater. We must do our alma mater. When I was a little bitty boy, my grandmother bought me a cute little toy. Silver bells hanging on a string. She told me it was my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! 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 Ding-a-ling!
I don't even think he wrote this song.
Beautiful.
And yes, the live version was the hit.
Mm-hmm. And then Mama took me to grammar school, but I stopped off in the vestibule. Every time that bell would ring, catch me playing with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-o.
Ding-a-ling! Ding-a-ling!
His only number one.
Isn't that a shame?
Oh, that is beautiful. You know what I heard? I hear two girls over here singing in harmony. That's all right, honey. This is a free country. Live like you want to live, baby. Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna knock it, darling. Mm-mm. Yeah, freedom. Yes, sir. There's one guy right over here singing Maya, too. That's all right, brother. Yes, sir. You got a right, baby. Ain't nobody gonna bother you. Once I was climbing the garden wall, I slipped and had a terrible fall.
Terrible.
I fell so hard I heard bells ring, but held on to my ding-a-ling. Your parliament out there singing. Oh yeah.
was swimming across Turtle Creek. Man, them snappers all around my feet. Sure was hard swimming across that thing with both hands holding my baby.
What a shame.
I mean, it's fine. It's a novelty song.
Cute.
That's so beautiful. I think it's a beautiful little song.
Didn't he,
really,
right,
I do.
Like,
and guess what?
Over
everybody's
Beethoven
still not
and,
singing. There's
school
a few
days
right down front here that's not singing.
Johnny Classics.
We're going to dedicate this verse to those who will not sing. Yes, sir.
Innovator.
Song,
pioneer.
It ain't so
originator.
Sad. The cutest little song you ever had.
Knew exactly what he was doing, too.
Will not sing. You must
he
be
wanted to blend
with your own
country with rhythm and blues. This is truly not indicative of his life's work.
Oh, yo, ding-a-ling, we saw you playing with your...
This was highly amusing in 1972.
They loved it. Went to number one. Coming in at number eight, one of the greatest bands of all time with one of their greatest hits, Three Dog Night.
I was six, and they were my faves. Take a liberty with the next
you
one.
You should. Also, this week in 1972, in the top 10, his last top tenor was the King, Elvis Presley. We took a little liberty here to give you the updated version that kicks ass.
Temperature rising. Higher, higher.
disappointed if I didn't.
Girl, of course. This song went to number two. Chuck Berry kept him out of the number one spot. Awesome. Last song we're going to take a look at. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bill Withers at number six.
Hey, babe.
Use me.
How you doing, sugar? I got something to say.
My friends feel as their appointed duty.
Oh, make it funky.
They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff.
Keep using me if it feels this good.
Yeah, well, baby.
Until you use me up.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Until you use me up.
Yeah, enough.
Ow.
Please.
My brother. Sit me right down and he talked to me.
You know, Bill Withers didn't have that many hits, but he had big ones.
Yeah, he did.
Not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well.
Incidentally, the number one song in the land this week in 1972 was Glenn Campbell's arch nemesis, Matt Davis.
Yep.
Who had the song Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me.
And right on his tail was Michael Jackson with the song about the rat.
Yep, Ben.
Until you use me up.
till you use me again.
Use me again and again, mother. Mark Haney and the News.
There was some good stuff this week.
Yep. Legends.
Do you really do abuse me?
Oh, you got Bill Withers Hall of Famer, Elvis Hall of Famer, Chuck Berry Hall of Famer.
Can I have just a second?
You've got a minute and a half.
This was next.
Oh, yeah.
Love the Raspberries.
This was number five.
Very underrated.
I respect our texters, and I think it goes without saying. Want to know, either of you ever seen Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll?
Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. It's legendary.
You're
it's
seeing
great.
Keith Richards at the end of his rope.
All right. We'll be back.
Do you understand I'm trying to help you here, mate? I'm trying to do nice things for you. I don't need you to do a goddamn thing. I'm Chuck Berry.
Stan and Haney, 96.
I got a bar in my house.
It's true. K-Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the after nizzle. A 96 K-Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody.
That was fun. I love what they're doing with the Elvis tracks with that orchestra.
Oh, I know, and they've done it with a bunch of other classic artists.
They just did it with Aretha Franklin.
Yep, phenomenal stuff. 6 o'clock, Roger Marley will be busting his way in here.
Yeah, who the hell are they again? The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
Yeah,
they've done it. They've done several.
Roy Orbison.
Yeah, they've done several with Elvis, Roy Orbison, Aretha Franklin.
Yep.
They really do great arrangements.
Yep. Safe word, 6 o'clock, chance to get another thou as we continue with the K-Rock G-Spot. So Roger Marley in at 6 o'clock. Mark Haney in the News, traffic here in just a second. I want to talk about Xfinity Wi-Fi for just a second. We're telling you how great it is, and we say that they always do something a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Have you checked out college football and ESPN3? If you have a you have a Wi-Fi hookup in your home with the X1,
mm-hmm.
you say show me ESPN3 for all out of market college games. It'll stream right to your TV. So if there's a college football game on Saturday that's not being carried by the local, you just say ESPN3 and we'll have the other games. You just hit it and it's on your TV. The college game that you that you want.
I didn't even know they were doing that.
Including Division II and Division III games.
That's outstanding.
Yep. It's Wi-Fi the way you want it. Backyard, your attic, all over your house.
But see, that's the thing with Xfinity is like, you mean I already have it? Oh,
yeah,
great.
You already got it. And if you want a Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless, include Xfinity Mobile with your internet, and you can save even more. Now, get a load of this. Get started with Xfinity Internet for just $29.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save on your wireless bill when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com or the phone number 1-800-XFINITY. Check out that ESPN3. It's great.
Awesome. Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, looky here. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, San Carlos Boulevard and Linda Loma Drive. I like that. That sounds like Linda Loma. It's probably named after somebody.
Isn't that where they put the baboon heart in Dr. Barney Clark?
At the hospital, the Linda Loma Hospital.
Yep.
And then we got a couple showing up in Bonita Springs. Disabled vehicle, Imperial Parkway and Bonita Beach Road Southeast. And we've got a crash in Bonita. Old 41 Road and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date.
How long do you live with that thing? I think I'm going to look it up.
Lived a long time, I think.
With a baboon heart.
Yeah, like a week.
That was a big deal at the time.
Sure was. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Harry Reasoner and Barbara Walters, who's in California.
I'm Jerry King
also
on the
Frank
phone.
Reynolds and Howard K. Smith in Washington.
Watch.
I'm Ann Compton.
Everybody there.
I'm Charles Gibson.
Jerry King.
I'm Jerry King.
Hear that?
On the phone.
Yeah.
I'm Barbara Walters.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Oh, what the?
Part.
Hey!
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, Rocktober 1st.
Rocktober! It's Rocktober!
Rocktober!
Yeah! Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling it like it is. I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
He's getting his feet wet real quick.
That's all right. All right there, young man. Yes, so because of a road name coming up randomly, I'm thinking about Barney Clark.
Yeah.
We can include this in things you didn't know. Okay. Some people may not know this. Barney Clark was a 61-year-old retired dentist, and his heart was failing on him. And on December 2nd, 1982, he became the first recipient of a permanent artificial heart. Now, they'd been doing heart transplants before, but in a limited last resort way. Surgeons accomplished the first human-to-human transplant in South Africa in 1967. And that person survived only 18 days. And in 1977, they came up with new immunosuppressant drugs that dramatically increased your odds. But Clark was considered 11 years too old to be a candidate for a heart transplant. His only shot at survival came from Dr. Robert Jarvik, who had created
the Jarvik heart.
An artificial heart, the Jarvik 7. Now,
yeah, the first six didn't work out too good.
Yeah. Now, the Jarvik 7 comprised two plastic pumps powered by compressed air, which required the patient to be hooked up at all times to a rolling console roughly the size and weight of a refrigerator.
Yeah, that's the way it was back then.
The artificial heart could pump blood through the body at 40 to 120 pulses per minute, but the heartbeat disappeared, and now it's like the Dick Cheney thing. Where you hear a soft clicking sound followed by a whoosh.
Yep, no beat.
And how long did he survive? He survived another 112 days.
Yeah, roughly 4 months.
And there were a couple of hiccups.
Yeah.
For instance, a surgeon said that... Clark went from having what we would normally consider to be our normal complexion, a little hint of pink. He went from that to blue.
That ain't good. That ain't good. And that's not an emotion. That's his skin.
No, they say he turned blue, but that meant it was working.
Really?
Because more oxygen was infused in his blood.
Yeah. They called him Oompa Loompa.
A week after the surgery, he suffered a series of seizures.
Yeah, that happens.
And they say from that point on, he was often disoriented and argued with his caregivers, explaining to them that he was a dentist living in Seattle, and what are all these people doing here?
Loma Linda, Spanish for pretty hill.
Mm-hmm. And now we've run it into the ground.
Yep.
Barney Clark.
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah, well... Do I want to know?
I just assume you do and give you what I got.
Yeah, okay, I appreciate that.
We were just talking about Chuck Berry and the fact that he had one number one song.
Yeah.
A novelty song.
Yep.
The man who created Johnny B. Good, all of these great songs. That was his only number one. Almost a similar situation with Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan has more strikeouts and no-hitters than any other pitcher in baseball history.
Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer. But while he was playing, he never won the Cy Young Award for being the best pitcher in any individual season.
For a while there, he had a control issue because he'd throw like 110 miles an hour, but it could be off.
Ouch.
Yeah.
We all know Bill Shakespeare.
Yeah, oh, sure.
He goes by Bill, but most people call him William Shakespeare. And he lived long, long ago. If he were alive today, not any new works or anything like that, but just based on what he's written, how much money would William Shakespeare make per year if he were alive right now without doing anything else?
In the millions, mid-millions.
They estimate he would easily make $15 million a year from royalties, movie residuals, and book sales.
Yep, he'd be doing quite nicely, thank you very much.
See, he never got to enjoy it.
Nope.
He's considered a kook while he was around.
Yeah.
Imagine it'll be the same for us.
Yeah. Wait, let me tell you something. Well, here we are. We're in the fourth quarter of our radio careers, and have never enjoyed the rewards.
It's true.
It hasn't. It's never been a time where we just, okay, well, we got enough banners hanging in the garden that we don't have to worry about it.
The work's been done.
Yeah.
The recognition, not so much.
Yeah.
That's because we're not self-promoters.
No, never have been.
Which, how do we survive in this business? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because really, to be really popular, you have to be a jerk.
Yeah.
And I just can't do it.
Nope.
I mean, some people would argue with me, thank you for the compliment, but, you know, I am a waterfall of character flaws.
Always have been.
I don't think I'm a jerk, am I?
You can be a jerk. I can be a jerk sometime. I think more people think I'm a jerk than you're a jerk. Although, if you go off the air, you've been known to jerk it up. Not as bad as it was. Look, I'm a jerk too. Okay?
Am I a jerk and I don't know it?
At times.
Like when? Like right now?
No, not now. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. Because we're friends, we go back 30 years.
Yeah.
When I sense at any time you're on the air and you're being a jerk, I'll say it.
Has it happened recently?
Not in the last month.
I'm just trying to think of a time I would be able to remember.
Just so I can make a mental note in my head, I'll say, you're being a jerk. But not now. It's not going on now. Don't even worry about it.
And it's been at least a month.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Back in the day, it used to be every day. But not now. Look. Just forget this conversation even happened.
So you're probably referring to when I would be a hothead.
You would be a hothead, too, at times, and that would turn into jerkery.
Is that where it comes from,
sometimes,
usually? Anger?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know.
Anger inherently already means you've lost some control.
That's right.
Which is better, which is worse, cold weather or hot weather?
Cold weather, I think, is worse than hot weather.
I agree with you 100%, and so do the experts. Cold weather leads to 20 times more deaths than hot weather.
I believe it.
Blizzard far more dangerous than a heat wave.
It's freezing, Look, you got to bundle up when it's cold. You
can, layer, as they
say. Yeah, you can take clothing off when it's hot. And what happens in cold weather? People use indoor heaters, you know, your kerosene, bringing mm-hmm. gas into the house, mm-hmm. all that stuff.
Avalanches.
Yeah.
The trend of big summer movie advertising during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It seems like a given, doesn't it? But they say it only really started after Independence Day did it in 1996.
I can't remember that far back.
Nah, me neither. Tells me it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Take a break.
One break. Coming up.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What the hell?
That's what you get when you buy a $5,000 CD player.
And that's what it is. You can get one at the store down here and get it for like $69, $39 on sale. This one is in the four figures and can't even play it. Sorry.
Sorry about that, folks, Bill. There's a 73-year-old grandmother named Penelope Patterson in Titusville, Florida.
Ah, we know about Titusville.
We sure do.
That's where I snapped the axle on the truck in Titusville.
Hmm. Weren't you actually in Mims at that point?
No, it was Titusville.
Okay, fair enough. And on Friday morning, Grandma heard a noise on her back porch. You know, where she keeps all the old newspapers. Now, Grandma thought it was her cat trying to get in, but when she opened the curtains, she saw it was not, in fact, her cat, but howdy do, it was a strange man standing there totally nude. So Grandma did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She popped out her dentures and yelled, "Grandma, no teeth."
Yeah, there's a picture of her with her teeth in.
Yeah.
And you'd know right off the bat, those teeth look too damn good.
Like Martha Ray there.
Yup, TV's Big Mouth.
It worked. Naked man ran off in a hurry. In such a hurry, he forgot his clothes. He just wanted away from her.
Who wouldn't? Take a look at that.
The police tracked down 28-year-old Axel Rivera wandering dazed and nude through the neighborhood. He'd been scarred.
Yeah.
He's been charged with burglary and exposing sexual organs. Police believe he may have been drunk.
You don't say.
I'll tell you what I do say, and I say it a lot. What the hell is happening? There's craziness afoot.
There's no answer.
I don't have any answers, but I have more evidence. There is a woman in St. Louis whose son is a junior in high school.
Okay.
I feel horribly for him.
The ridicule he's going to get.
His mommy just filed a federal lawsuit because her golden boy wasn't good enough to make the varsity soccer team.
He's a junior. He should have been there by now. And if he can't make varsity, it's time maybe to find another sport.
At his high school, the JV team is all freshmen and sophomores.
Yep.
He's played on the JV team for 2 years.
And he'll stay there.
When he didn't make the varsity team this year,
because he wasn't good enough,
he wasn't allowed back on JV.
Oh, he's too old.
He's already been there 2 years, and they explained to him JV is for the younger kids.
Junior varsity, you know, like ISIS.
Look. It's a complicated problem. I don't know of anybody who can just decide that ISIS is going to go away and they go away. And as far as 4% growth, that's fairy tales. Does he think he can just rip up NAFTA and they're going to sign on to a new... Donald Trump is not going to be president. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Time check.
So he's not good enough for varsity. JV doesn't want him back. Mommy thinks that's unfair. Instead of realizing her son can't play.
Right! That's the way we all accepted it back then.
But she doesn't. So she's suing the school in federal court for age discrimination.
That is so stupid.
She is also suing for sex discrimination because the girls' JV soccer team doesn't have the same freshman and sophomores policy.
Put him on the girls' team. This kid is going to hate life.
The case is ongoing. A judge heard arguments on the lawsuit last week, and boy, did the varsity coach get a grilling. The big question, why didn't this boy make the team? It's then that the game was up. And the varsity coach said under oath, he's not good enough. The judge is supposed to rule on the case today. We hear anything else? We'll pass it along.
I would want to know what happened there. You know, they used to solve it very easily in our school. Because I remember being in high school, and the boys...
You go out for a sport, you make it, or you don't.
Boys varsity basketball team, they had a thing that if you were a senior and you weren't on varsity, junior... Here's how they did with the juniors. There were some that weren't good enough to be on the boys' varsity basketball team. But the coach, to give them some self-respect, would let them suit up. Stay in your sweats. You're going to sit on the bench.
Ride the pine?
Yep. They rode the... And what he would do is let them play junior varsity, but in a very limited role. You were a junior, not a senior, but these were juniors. You could play on the JV, but you would suit up for varsity and be introduced and all that as being a varsity. But you rode the pines. You didn't play. You weren't good enough. That saved a lot of kids a lot of embarrassment and didn't embarrass daddy. Because
if you've played 2 years of JV
and you can't make varsity, give it up.
The reports. For our final story.
That's fine. I got a game mode. Bill, that's fine.
I'm sorry, Haney.
That's fine. Bill, police in Palmview, Texas had a warrant out last month for 19-year-old Brandon Diaz. He was wanted for felony theft for stealing about $3,000 worth of jewelry from a family member. So a few weeks ago, they posted about him on their Crime Stoppers Facebook page, offering up to a $1,000 reward for any tips that led to his arrest. Brandon responded to the Facebook post by the police, saying, quote, "Can I get my own reward?" And then applied 3 I'm laughing so hard I'm crying emojis. Brandon, this is a grown-up situation.
It's not like a tattoo.
The police promptly responded to him, quote, "We will see you very soon." And they did. They picked him up last week, even followed up on their Facebook post by posting a photograph of him cuffed in the back of a police car, and no, he didn't receive a reward.
Idiot.
Dun, 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 dun. And that's the news for today, Monday, Rocktober 1st.
Turn it off. Rip the knob off.
It's Rocktober.
Rocktober.
Yeah.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I'm telling it like it is, I'm arguing.
There he is. Little Marky Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news We'll take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Ooh. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending this Monday afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock. He'll have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a foul. Let's get you updated one more time on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Del Prado Boulevard North and Tamiami Trail. That's in North Fort Myers. And then this one, it's in Lehigh Acres. Crash. Sunshine Boulevard North and Flora Avenue North in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date.
Man, when I'm drunk, I don't care that she weighs so much. More cushion for the pushing motion in the ocean. That's twice as much love. When you're drunk, they seem little, but it turns out to be tons of fun. Had to roll over twice to get off this one. And then she cooks when we're done. Woo! She's the biggest girl. She's twice, at least twice my size. Come on, now let me hear you move. Hear you move, hear you move, hear you move like a cow. Ha, 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 fat chicks rule. And they do things skinny chicks just won't do. She tastes like grass. Just like gravy and blue cheese.
Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Robots work in my grocery store now. You know how a grocery store works. You bring your items up. And the checkout clerk grabs them, and they wave them over a laser beam, and the laser beam adds them up. You pay the clerk. They put your food in a bag. You take your bag out to the car. Well, with the new grocery robots, you bring the food up to the robot. You wave the food over the laser beam. You pay the robot. You put the food in the bag, and you take the bag out to your car. Because my grocery store got all of my letters where I said, I want to be a checkout clerk. So the first time I saw them, I had my card. I was like, what the hell? I didn't know what they were. And then a checkout woman swooped up and said, do you want to know how this works? Which broke my heart. She's already working as a checkout clerk. And then she came into work that day, and the manager said, today your job includes introducing the public to the robots that are putting you on the street. Make sure to do that.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
Speaking of Dave, very quickly, guys, what did Dave do now?
I can't sugarcoat this one.
What did Dave do now? I don't like you repeating yourself, but could you please take a second and explain what did Dave do? Signed, Chuck. Haney?
You know what? You and I have to talk about it so much.
Yeah.
I think it might be useful. Junior, can you explain from beginning to end, what did Dave do?
Well, what was it? Last week, he posted something on Instagram that he got a bunch of needles, saying that he was going to get some work done.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of tattoo needles.
Ink.
And then I think, what was it, yesterday that you got the text from D-Train?
Well, it was the Saturday night, Sunday morning. Okay. I didn't get the picture. I just got the text that, yeah. that basically the, said your a-hole buddy just got a neck tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah. And now we're looking at it right now. And,
it's free for everybody to see. We got it posted on the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
He Idiot. Got a homemade neck tattoo.
That
I don't know
is,
what it is.
That I don't think is finished. Idiot! A neck tattoo! And I'm not just talking and, a little one around the neck like
now,
a noose.
Stan, you like tattoos. Junior likes tattoos. But you both have tattoos in areas that can be easily covered. Why would one get a neck tattoo?
Attention.
Be hardcore.
Laughter. We trying to bring it to you. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Junior?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies, it's all about speed.
Well, happy Rocktober, everybody.
Yeah, it is. It's Rocktober.
Has he got that yet?
I don't know. Do you know in there where all the Rocktober drops are? That's sinking him into the deep end of the pool.
Well, I think he can swim now. He can dog paddle. But, you know, it's a long month.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I can't believe I'm calling for it.
Yeah, by, you begged it to
by,
end.
By the end of this month, no more. You watch. As this month progresses on, I'll rue the day I brought it up.
Rocktober.
Yeah, there it is.
Rocktober just so happens to be National Financial Planning Month.
Ah.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Top things you don't want to hear from your financial planner.
Having looked at your portfolio and your age, I believe your best option may be to head to Las Vegas. Funny joke, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We've been told it's the truth.
Yep. Okay, I just watched a YouTube tutorial on QuickBooks, so I'm all set to do your money or whatever. If you really wanted to diversify your portfolio, I'd suggest you put some bikini pics in there. Man, who would think a human head would take up so much room in a file cabinet?
I love it.
You shut up, tattoo neck.
Come on!
I'm telling you. Everybody else is asleep at the wheel on this one. MySpace is the future. Mama.
There it is.
You said you wanted your money in a safe place, and I'm telling you, nobody's looking in my mattress.
What the hell?
Hmm. Well, I'm looking over your portfolio. You've done very well.
Yeah, thank you.
Diversified portfolio, yeah. Stocks, yeah. Bonds. Yeah. If I could recommend anything, it would be scratch-off tickets.
Oh, my God! Oh!
I know other advisors have told you that it's too late, but with my advice, I estimate you'll be financially self-sufficient by the time you're 198.
It's the first day of
Rocktober.
Yeah.
Rip the knob off.
That's it, baby.
Freddie. Very quickly, Haney, I think we have Dave on the phone. And we got about a minute with him. I'm not going to attack
him. Let him speak.
I'm going to let him speak. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude? What are you guys doing, bros?
Just doing a show, bro.
I hear you, bro, man. What's the big? Why is my phone blowing up, man? What's the big deal? What's going on?
What'd you do this weekend, bro?
I just hung out, man, you know.
You get some work done, did you?
Oh, you're talking about the neck tattoo, huh?
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.